Nice job. We're gonna go to 30-second notes now. So it's actually not as fast as that. The 16th notes was 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1. Remember, this is a slow blues, so 16th notes isn't really that fast. So if you were to subdivide that, it would be. Now, I don't recommend you do a lot of those in a row. Just do embellish on the 16th notes once in a while, like. And I'm using hammer-ons and pull-offs to do it, you know, because I can't pick, I probably can pick that, but most students can't pick that fast, so. See what I mean? When I want a faster note, I'm hammer-on or pulling it off. So do your 16th notes. Enough instruction on how to do that. Good. I think for the purposes of being a little more clear on what I want, I'm gonna ask you to do the first beat of every bar. Go 3 4 da 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 da. Yeah, and whatever you play after that is fine. Yeah. Descending, it'll be a pull off. If you're ascending, it'll be a hammer on. Right? Does that make sense? This gets confusing a little, and I'm not expecting mastery here. We're just doing an overview of possibilities. So that was on the first beat. I'm gonna move ahead a little bit here. That was on the first of six choices. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 choices, right? Wait, I'm sorry. You have 12 choices. I'm sorry. The 16th notes is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's a total of 24. Because we had six notes per beat, and there's 4 beats in a bar. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I wouldn't really count like that. I'd count 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3. So within that, you have 6 choices. You have 1, the end of 1, 2, the end of 2, 3, the end of 3, and 4, the end of 4. That's 8 choices. Oh, I'm screwing myself up. I'm sorry. I know why. Because I said 4 and the end of 4. There is no 4. We're doing the triplets. So sorry. It's 1, the end of 1, 2, the end of 2, and 3, the end of 3. That's a total of 6 choices. What you could experiment with is putting the hammer-on or pull-off on any of the 6. I'm just going to demonstrate. You can listen to this later and practice along. But the possibilities are endless, and I can easily go off the deep end, and we'll be here next week still doing the same thing. And you'd be like, it's been a week. My wife's going to kill me, dude. All right, so pick me a number between 1 and 6 besides 1. We did 1 already.
3.
All right, so 3. Just to recap, on the 1 was... Now on the 3, it's on the 2, it's on the second beat. He picked 3, which is the second beat, 1 and 2, 1 and 2, 1 and too. So I'm getting in over my head on this one. I'm sorry, hold on. He picked three, which is the second beat. Here's your six choices. Number three, which is the second beat, because one would be the first choice, the end of one would be the second choice, and then two would be the third choice. Too much math. But so I have to do it on beat two. So, one, two, one, two, one, two, another number. Let's just do it by the beats. So far we demonstrated the one and the two. Pick any of the other four remaining possibilities. The end of one, the end of two, beat three, or beat the end of three. One of you guys.
The end of three.
The end of three would sound like this. One and two and three and two and three and one and two and three and one. That in with rests and all that, and the possibilities are endless. All right, we're out of time. This is cool though. Gives you endless possibilities for rhythmic stuff. That was 20 minutes on 12/8 rhythms.